individuals, then we really have the ability to be protected against any kind of fear or suffering which could arise in this lifetime, at the time of death, and in the Bardo. Also, the development of bodhicitta is very important because it strengthens any kind of positive action that we may perform. And it helps us to progress on the road to enlightenment. And so we should all think that all sentient beings are like our parents and have compassion for them, and think that we need to establish them in a state of enlightenment. But at the present time, we don't have the ability to help many beings because we don't have control over our own minds. And so we should think that we require to gain control over our minds. In order to gain this control over the mind, it's necessary first of all to practice Shinne meditation in order to keep the mind concentrated one-pointedly. Once the mind can be pacified and kept in one place, then one can practice any other kinds of meditation, insight meditation and relative bodhicitta, ultimate bodhicitta, the two phases of Vajrayana practice and so on. So therefore one should first awaken the bodhicitta and think that I'm going to practice the Shinne meditation in order to benefit all sentient beings. In order to practice the meditation of Shinne, it's necessary to be in a place where there is not much distraction visually or through many different sounds. It should be a place which is very quiet and peaceful.
Should
Kirsten. So we have, we are now in a quiet and peaceful place, and it's necessary, therefore, to have the body in the right kind of quiet position, and we should do this according to the seven positions of the naropare. The seven positions of the Virochana. The back should first of all be straight. The arm should be lapa.
Lapa te wo nyamba jas.
Pumpo kande sun sun. The elbows should also be straight, and the hands held in the lap. Kande sugre. The chin should be tucked in slightly to the neck. Chin should just be pulled in towards the throat. If you don't want to look, then keep your eyes closed. But if you want to keep your eyes open, then you should keep them, focus your eyes at a distance of about 8, 12 or 16 hand breaths from your eye, just in front of you. You shouldn't be holding the body stiffly or tightly. Let it be quite loose and relaxed. The tongue should be placed on the palate, just behind the teeth, quite naturally. So first of all, you should think that the body is the element earth, which is in the shape of a yellow cube, and you should rest your mind on this yellow shape. The size of your visualization should not be too big, and on the other hand, it should not be too small, just medium sized, and keep focused on that. Don't follow any thoughts which you have had, and don't allow any new thoughts to arise. Just stay concentrated on the yellow square. You should concentrate your mind on the shape quite clearly and not let the mind go into a stupor or an unclear sleepy state. The mind should be perfectly lucid and clear and open. It's not necessary to think that the shape of your visualization is big or it's small, that it's bright or not bright. You should not think anything like that, just keep your mind concentrated on it. You should now think that the essence of the element earth now dissolves into the essence of the element water. It's taught that at the beginning in meditating in samadhi, one should only meditate for very short periods of time. If you meditate only for short periods of time in samadhi, then you'll be able to meditate clearly, and gradually your practice will become better and better. So you now meditate that the element water is a white sphere, and concentrate your mind on this shape. It's very important to keep your mind empty and clear, concentrating on the you should now think that the essence of water, which is the white sphere, dissolves into the essence of fire. You should now rest your mind concentrated on the essence of fire, which is a red triangular shape. You should now think the essence of fire dissolves into the essence of air. Meditate on the essence of air as being a green half moon shape and concentrate on this. Now you should think that the essence of air dissolves, the shape dissolves into the essence of space. The essence of space takes the shape of like a bird's egg, which is blue in color, like the sky, and bright. Take a short rest and relax your mind. The essence of space dissolves into the consciousness. The essence of consciousness is a sphere which is without color, like a crystal egg. Crystal eggshell. You now dissolve the essence of consciousness, which is this crystal globe, gradually into emptiness. It disappears like a rainbow, and you let your mind rest bright and clear and lucidly in the state of emptiness. This meditation on the five elements is a Shinne technique using support. And the last part, meditating on the consciousness and the dissolving of consciousness, is a practice between using support and totally without support. I'll say the last bit again because I made a mistake there. The practice on the consciousness, concentrating on consciousness, that shape is between support Shinne and non-support Shinne, and the dissolving of the consciousness and resting the state, the mind in a state of emptiness, is Shinne without support. Once these two practices, the Shinne with support and the Shinne without support, are perfected, then one has experiences of emptiness, of bliss, and devata. And clarity to a very great extent. That's the practice on deva.
Deva.
If one clings to bliss, then this causes rebirth in the six levels of the desire of gods. And clinging to clarity causes rebirth in the 17 levels of the form realm of the gods. And if one clings to the experience of emptiness, this causes rebirth in the four levels of the formless realms of the gods. If one is reborn there, then the lifespan is very long. There is a great deal of joy and happiness, but these realms are still within the cycle of existence. They are in the gods' realms. If we precede this practice by the taking of refuge in the development of bodhicitta and finish it by the dedication of merit and making of prayers, then this makes the practice into a way in which we can attain Buddhahood. But also, if you take instruction in insight meditation and Mahamudra after practice of Shine, then you can reach Buddhahood very quickly. The last part of the meditation, the resting of the mind in the state of emptiness, is very useful for realizing the emptiness of all things, that all appearances which arise are no more than like a dream or illusion. We'll come back at 2 o'clock for a question period, and then in the evening there will be an initiation of the four deities and the Lama. The Lama being Buddha Dorje Chang, and the four deities, the six-armed wisdom protector Ma Kala, Jetsun Doma, Chen Rezi, and Dorje Pamo. So we now recite together the dedication prayers of the dedicating the merit and virtue for the sake of all beings, they may attain enlightenment, and we will recite the prayer that we all may be reborn at the end of this lifetime in the pure land of great bliss. Sagan,
Thank you.